probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we've got an Aussie flick to check out this week, The Flip Side. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So, a woman has just come back from Hollywood about 5 years prior to when the movie is set, where she was in a torrid love relationship with a famous, you know, British actor. And now she's settled in Adelaide or in Australia, and she's already now found another guy who loves her very much. But then, this famous actor then flies to Adelaide for a movie screening, walked the red carpet and so on, and now she's torn between two worlds. Does she go back to live and to continue the relationship with the Hollywood guy or stay with the Australian guy?
That's right. Who's playing the famous actor? I remember this one. It's
Eddie Izzard.
That's right. It's Eddie Izzard. I saw him interviewed for this one. He's a funny guy, yeah.
He's a naturally funny guy, yeah. Especially when he's, you know, just not given a script or something. I've seen his improv a couple of times, going on quiz shows and so on, even though it tends not to. But yeah, no, he's a really funny guy. And I thought that the movie was, it did have some positive but mostly negative points.
Well, take us through some of the highlights first.
Yeah, sure. So some of the positive points were the acting from all sides. So the movie does have a newcomer to the silver screen, a certain Emily Taheny, who you may recognize from Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell, as one of the talking heads that shows up during the program posing as a, you know, some other official or something for the sake of a comedy. And so this is her first foray into feature films. And to be honest, I think she does pretty good, especially when she's moving away from appearing next to Sean McAuliffe for like 2 minutes for a quick interview or something, and given like a full feature film, she is really good at it. And Eddie Izzard, as always, he's great in everything he appears in. And the direction was fine as well. And I think that it had a new sort of unique angle to romance films, where instead of it being boy meets girl, falls in love for the duration of the movie and so on, and then by the end, then they're all married or something. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's boy has already met girl, and they're already in a loving relationship, but then they find a new challenge to their relationship, which I thought was a bit of a unique angle to take.
It's a bit of a twist,
yeah. Yeah, a bit of a twist. I mean, it's been done before, but is not as common as the most famous trope with romance films, you know, boy meets girl.
Mm. Some drawbacks, though, yes, I understand.
Yes, the movie isn't that. It's a romantic comedy, but the thing is, it fails at both being a romantic film and being a comedy film, I'm afraid.
We've got a movie reviewer lost for words in the middle of a review. Yeah. That works. Okay, so doesn't really work as a romance or a comedy.
So on the comedy aspect, I don't know, it just doesn't seem that funny. Like, when I was watching the film with the audience and I was just listening how the audience reacted to every joke, maybe like 3 or 4 people for every joke laughed, but not the audience. There weren't any moments where the entire audience erupted into laughter with belly laughs or anything. I'll admit there were 2 or 3 moments that I laughed as well, but then no one else laughed and I was like, was that supposed to laugh? And I wasn't sure. Like, I was starting to question myself whether I thought this comedy movie was funny or not, because no one else seemed to find the jokes that I found funny to be funny as well. I also felt that it was trying a bit too much to be like The Castle. It was name dropped in this movie as well, but the thing was, the movie had, the characters were a bit too much like stereotypes. And then there's a French woman and she's being snobby, you know, and or there's the British guy and he's being, you know, very stiff upper lip, right? Or the two Aussies for some reason have fairy bread as a picture as a painting or something hanging up in their house or something. Too many stereotypes, and the characters weren't really that memorable to really get away with, you know, some of the things that something like The Castle could get away with.
Bit too reductive, okay.
Yeah. And it didn't really work as a romance either, because the actors, even though they're all great actors, they didn't really have that much chemistry between them either. So, watching the romance, they didn't have that sort of, chemistry that other actors may have when working with romance, especially since I think for some of these actors, it may be one of the first times that they're getting into this sort of genre, so they're a bit too inexperienced with it, you know, to really be able to pull it off.
All right. Well, the flip side, bit of a flop. Kev, thank you very much, mate.
No worries.